I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're visiting with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen. And Officer McKeithen, the first thing I want to talk about is this phone scam. You guys have been receiving some tips from local businesses that they're being targeted. Can you give us some more details about this particular scam?
Yeah, and it's not really a new one, but it's the BTU scam and utility work scam. So basically, businesses, and it's possible that they'll start targeting individuals as well, are getting phone calls saying that if you don't make payment right now or by the, you know, in a certain time frame, that we are going to shut off your utilities immediately. And the deal is that's throwing some businesses off is the number that shows up on your caller ID is actually either the number to BTU or the number to Public Works if they're threatening to cut off your water. So they are able to use those numbers, but it only pulls up as that number. So when you try to call back, you're actually getting the true company, and then you really think it's real. But the biggest thing I have to say is, one, that is a scam, because no utility company is going to threaten to shut it off immediately if you don't pay right now. They're going to work out some kind of schedule for you. If you're an individual, they're never going to call you. They're going to send you a letter. But businesses, they do call, but they usually work out some kind of payment issue. They will never ask you to pay with a credit card over the phone. And then what these guys are doing is asking them to go to get like a prepaid Green Dot card, so that you've already loaded the money on it, and then they just take all the money off.
So if you're feeling at all unsure about a phone call, the best idea is just to either give BTU a call or your utility company that they're pretending to be, or give the police a call.
Definitely. Okay. I mean, the first thing you should do is call a utility company that they're purporting to be and confirm with them whether that is legitimate or not.
Okay. 4th of July coming up. It's a 3-day weekend, which a lot of people are excited about. And with gas prices down a little bit compared to last year and the years past, a lot of people are planning on traveling and getting out on the road. Let's talk about some safety. First, let's just talk about some road safety.
Yeah, road safety. I mean, if there's a lot of people out traveling, make sure that you have, you know, the proper directions to where you're going so that you don't make sudden turns or sudden movements on the roadways. Also, give yourself some extra space between those people in front of you. You know, you may be able to control your actions, but you can't control the actions of others. So you need to make sure you have time to react to those. Make sure that you keep all your property safe and, you know, stop at well-lit areas at night if you need to do that as well.
And then obviously a big boating holiday. What are some things that sometimes police will get calls on about boating accidents and boating safety and stuff out on the water?
Well, we typically don't get a lot of those type of calls because the Texas Parks and Wildlife, they handle the on-water issues. So the land issues are ours, but the boating issues are typically the Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Okay.
But we do get a lot of alcohol-related issues around 4th of July, whether it be at the lake or in the city limits. And I would say our number one call is fireworks.
Fireworks, yeah. That was going to be my next topic. So, yeah, go ahead. Because, you know, we have had rain in the past month, not necessarily recently. But I know that a lot of people are going to be looking forward to setting off fireworks either, you know, at their residence or on their land. So what are some things that you want to talk about dealing with fireworks?
Well, number one, you know, being a city ordinance here in Bryan and in College Station, it is illegal to be popping fireworks in the city limits. So if you transport them, that's fine. If you have them, that's okay, as long as you have not opened the package. Because once you've opened the package, then you're, it kind of goes to prove intent to pop the fireworks. So leave the packages in their containers and don't open them until you get where you're going to discharge those fireworks. And make sure you are out of the city limits when you do. You know, if you're out of the city limits and you decide to pop your own fireworks, make sure that you keep fire safety in mind and have an extinguisher, have some water available, things of those natures to help you put out any spot fires that may come up.
All right, great. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Yes, there was one other thing is we tend to see a lot, or not a lot, but it still is happening where people are doing celebratory gunfire on the 4th of July. And that's where they're shooting up in the air with their firearms. And logic tells you what comes up must come down. So, you know, one, it's illegal to discharge a firearm in the city limits, but, you know, that is just plain reckless and can cause you to get into a whole bunch of trouble, especially if that bullet comes down on a house, a car, or, you know, somebody. I mean, mm-hmm. that, you know, worst case scenario. So, you know, I've worked cases where it landed in a house and on top of the washing machine. So, thank God they weren't trying to wash their clothes at that time. But, you know, just be mindful of that. Put the guns away, put the fireworks away, and go watch one of the ones that are being put on by the local companies around here.
Thanks again to Officer Kelly McKeithen from the Bryan Police Department. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.